local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome to FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings Thursday style. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley with you. Sean Sullivan will be back in studio tomorrow, and we'll all be at the Fairhope Brewing Company tonight. Charity bartending, 5 to 7. Tips and donations go to Wilmer Hall Children's Home, so I hope you join us. It's 40 degrees outside of our studios as we get hour number 2 of Mobile Mornings started. Coming up, we've got news with Kelly. I've got your sports news. Right now, let's check the traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone, from the CBDAmerica1.com traffic center. We've had accident-free conditions now for the 1065 split. Airport, Dauphin and Moffitt, 65. No delays through the city. Across the Bayway and the Causeway from Spanish Fort, Daphne and Malbus. Watch for the radar there. I-10 eastbound in Loxley. Hobbytown USA on the corner of Schillinger and Airport Road in Mobile is ready to upgrade your holidays with the best in remote-controlled cars, trucks, even tanks. Maybe you'd like the dirt-throwing speed and excitement of a low-C off-road truck that comes completely assembled. Hobbytown USA in Mobile. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today. Will be mild with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Sean Sullivan for Omaha Steaks, and I have been both a receiver of the gift of Omaha Steaks and a giver of the gift of Omaha Steaks for years. Why? Well, I love to give a gift that I know how great it is. And I'm telling you right now, the meat from Omaha Steaks is as good as it gets, and it makes smiles on many faces when you give this gift. Right now, Omaha Steaks is sharing an amazing limited-time holiday offer with y'all to get a jump on your holiday shopping. Let me tell you how this works. You go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code, which is my last name, Sullivan, in the search bar to order the favorite gift package, the gift everyone will love, for only $69.99. Here's what you get. 4 6-ounce bacon-wrapped filet mignon, 4 savory premium pork chops, 4 Omaha steak burgers, 4 perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steaks signature seasoning packet, plus, for y'all, a free 6-piece cutlery set and cutting board. All the food, delicious food, plus the free cutlery set that they'll enjoy for years to come for only $69.99. What a great gift. Omaha Steaks, of course, are delivered in their flash frozen, vacuum sealed, safely delivered coolers with dry ice and ready to cook, ready to go. When you then pick up the phone, they'll pick up the phone and call you and talk about how much they love it as they're cooking it. Believe me, I can tell you firsthand. So don't wait. This offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com, type Sullivan into the search bar in order to order the gift everyone will love. Order their favorite gift package today.
7:09 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings with Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley. A new poll for the 1st Congressional District of Alabama, as we have 5 Republicans competing in the Republican primary. And Public Opinion Strategies has released this new poll. They are, according to Yellowhammer News, a well-respected national polling firm that has extensive experience in Alabama. So they conducted this latest survey November 18th and 19th. And it surveyed, and you got to pay attention in surveys to numbers, because I can tell you a lot about the accuracy of the poll. Mm-hmm. They surveyed 300 likely Republican primary voters, so not a huge number, and that results in a margin of error of just about 5.66%. But this poll, some good news for Jerry Carl and Bill Hightower. Bill Hightower in the lead in this poll with 29%, and Jerry Carl picked up some steam over the last month. He's up to 20%, followed by Chris Pringle at 14%, Wes Lambert at 2%, and John Castorani at 0% in this poll. So 3 months to go until the primary, and that's how it's kind of shaking out right now. right now, according to the polls. That's the latest we have right now from Yellowhammer News.
And I would also mention you can hop on our Facebook page or various social media, because the recent debate that we had, you're able to hear from those who are vying for your vote. Because sometimes you can't just go by what you read.
Right.
You need to see people in action and see how they reply to answers. And body language counts, and because your vote matters. And I hope our young people are making sure they're getting registered to vote, because I know when I was much, much younger, I used to only focus at, you know, on the presidential level. You're like, yes, I voted. But it's your local lawmakers who you need to know and who you need to help decide, because they're the ones who you can call and say, I don't like the way this road is looking, or I want, you know, upgrades to, you know, various businesses that can beautify what we're trying to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and when we held that Republican primary debate at the end of November, with WKRG, I was surprised. There were some kids in the crowd.
I love that.
And a couple kids that looked like they were there, and I say kids, teenagers, they were able to drive themselves to the debate. I saw a couple that didn't even have parents there, so that shows you that there are some youth that are interested.
So important.
Even in very local politics, so very cool to see that. Time to check the headlines for this Thursday morning. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Dalton. This is a national headline. As an active shooter on a military base leads to two deaths and the suspected shooter taking his own life, that base went into lockdown status. The names of those involved are not being released, but the military does confirm that a U.S. sailor shot and killed, they say, two civilian Department of Defense employees at the Pearl Harbor shipyard before taking his own life Wednesday. A motive has not yet been released. There's a third victim who is recovering at the hospital right now. But according to Joint Base Pearl Harbor-Hickam, the shooting began around 2:30 p.m. That shipyard repairs, maintains, and modernizes the ships and submarines of the U.S. Pacific Fleet, which is headquartered at Pearl Harbor. That base is the home port for 10 destroyers and 15 submarines. The timing and the location of this tragedy is simply surreal, as coming up this Saturday, December the 7th. It's a big deal. So the shipyard, from a location standpoint, is across the harbor from the Pearl Harbor National Memorial. That's where the 78th anniversary of the Japanese attack, which propelled the U.S. into World War II, will be recognized this weekend. And more than 2,300 Americans died in that attack, which happened back in 1941. Happening right now here, from a local standpoint, the search is on. A prisoner escaped from his work release detail on Wednesday in Stevenson Park. According to Jackson County Sheriff's Office, they say that Jericho Tidewell escaped around 3 p.m., was last seen around the Stevenson Park area wearing standard orange and white striped jail clothing. He's described as 5'10" tall, 150 pounds, roughly, with brown-shaved hair, hazel eyes, and numerous tattoos, including markings on his neck. He's now clean-shaven, which is a different look from his mugshot. So when you see that trending online across our various news outlets, you'll understand how he may look a little different. He was being held in the Jackson County Jail on a probation revocation charge. Once he's captured, he does face additional escape charges. And I tell you about these stories because when these people go missing, they could be anywhere in the state. And if you have kind of odd hours like we do when we come to work, you just want to keep your eyes peeled so that you are not surprised. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 714 FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, bottom of the hour, we'll talk with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Get the full forecast for the rest of today and the week and the weekend. I guess the week, there's only really today and Friday left.
That's true.
He'll let us know what to expect. Also, coming up in just a minute, we'll have traffic with Kane and sports from the Plains with Auburn Sports Today. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Since 1921, Baldwin Mutual Insurance Company has been the place to get insurance coverage for Alabama residents for protection of homes, farms, and commercial property. For complete property and liability coverage, see Baldwin Mutual Insurance Company, 315 East Laurel Avenue in Foley, providing outstanding property and casualty coverage for the Gulf Coast since 1921 and a proud supporter of Auburn University. War Eagle.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The daughter of a woman accused of murdering her estranged husband speaking only to News 5. Lakeisha Broadhead says she does not know how Antonio Grayson ended up dead inside her mother's home. Broadhead's mother, Claritha, has been charged with murdering Grayson. A woman from Florida got a big surprise when she bought a baby shower gift from a Goodwill store in Crestview. Veronica Alvarez Rodriguez thought she bought a $10 baby Einstein bouncer, but when the box was opened, a rifle was found instead. The Spanish Fort Toros are getting ready to head out to play for a state football championship. The football team will leave today. They will play the Oxford Yellow Jackets tomorrow. A traffic alert for drivers in Mobile. McGregor Avenue is back open after 7 months of construction. Crews installed sidewalks, curbs, and improved drainage. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Talking with my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and talking about wintertime, that's the wet season. We just came off a very wet early fall, and now we're looking at winter ahead.
Yeah, winter's the wet season for us in this area, and so that means we're going to get a lot of rain. If you've got some drainage issues, you're going to see them this time of year.
You know, you've described this before, and I think this is true for all of us. We're in one of two camps. Either your yard stays saturated and marshy and the water never goes anywhere, or the other side, the water's coming through your yard at 90 to nothing and carrying off your soil and your shrubberies and everything else.
Sure. So, you know, if you've got some water sticking around and that water's not perking or something, we can put in a French drain, or we can come up with sump pumps. We have a number of solutions for that. Or if the water's washing you away, we can put in dry creeks, or we can put in catch basins. We've got a number of solutions, but we can really help you.
All right. So let's get that help and set an appointment. How do we do it?
Well, you find us online at sextonlandscapes.com. You can make an appointment there, or you find us on any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
7:17 on Mobile Mornings, FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, we got more news with Kelly, and today the start of our local high school football teams trying to bring blue maps back to the area. Now, last night, Super 7 started in Auburn with the 7A state title game, and Thompson beat Central Phoenix City 40-14. But this morning at 11 a.m., Mobile Christian will face Piedmont for the 3A championship. Tomorrow at 11 a.m., UMS Wright trying to win their third straight title in 4A. They play Jacksonville. And then at 7 tomorrow night, to wrap up the entire Super 7 Championship Series, Spanish Fort faces Oxford for the 6A title. So good luck to Mobile Christian today and UMS Wright and Spanish Fort tomorrow. Hope you bring blue maps back to Mobile and Baldwin County.
I tell you what, though, Dalton, even if you didn't attend either any of the three schools there, or you don't have a child there, it's so cool to be able to root all three of them on, you know, with the mission of seeing them do so well. Because wow, what an effort. Not only do those players make, but the cheerleaders and the band and the parents and the schools. And so that's a big deal. I'm super proud of them.
Yeah, and thinking back to my high school days, now I wasn't on some football powerhouse of a team. We were actually in the Independent School Association, and a small school at that. That's why I got so much playing time, because it was a small. But when we had state championship games, I mean, for the entire school, that was like the biggest day of the year. So I know there's a lot of really excited kids out there and parents that are hoping to win a championship today and tomorrow.
And local businesses, too, because that's the beauty. If you've ever lived in a big, big city, you know how you can kind of get lost in, you know, with so much going on. But when it's a smaller town and people rally around each other, it unites people. And so, again, super proud and want to acknowledge and tip my hat to all those that are involved, because it's not just those on the field. You think about the many hours and days and months and weeks that these coaches are away from their families. You know, again, I love the band, and I always say, you know, you want the band to play because that means you're scoring. But just congratulations for all their efforts thus far.
And one more note on that, you know, what I love, our area is, I mean, we've just got so many great athletes that have come and moved on to the next level, and our high school football is so much more fun to watch than, say, high school football in, I don't know, New Mexico. I mean, I'm sure they've got teams, but the rest of the nation, they don't have players like us, because you grow up living and breathing football and baseball and basketball. So a lot of them move on to the next level, and we've seen a lot of players move on to play at Auburn.
Yeah.
And that brings me into Auburn Sports Today, where
I love that.
Auburn fans fired up. Got a 14th-ranked basketball team looking to remain undefeated when they play tonight, I believe, against Furman. And the women's team came into Mobile, beat South Alabama last night. And the football team ranked ahead of Alabama now in the college football playoff poll. So let's go to Auburn Sports Today, presented by Carrot Patch Jewelers, your CBD store of West Mobile, and T. Batchelor & Son.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
It's an active day across campus with day two of the Super 7 State Championships at Jordan-Hare Stadium throughout the day. At 2:30, swimming and diving welcomes Alabama.
I think they've got a tough team on both sides. They've looked really good. They've got a new staff over there that seems to have brought a different energy. And I think they'll absolutely be ready to go for this meet, and I know we will on our end as well. And I think it's going to be a tough, you know, blow for blow for 3 hours back and forth. And I'm excited about that. That's why I love coaching. Yeah. This is what you work towards, and this is what you get excited about.
Gary Taylor's team 2-0 in dual meets this season. Both the men and women will compete in 14 swimming events and 2 diving events this afternoon. Tonight at 6 across the network, Tiger Talk originates from Auburn Arena. We'll recap the Iron Bowl and talk men's and women's hoops from 6 to 7. Then at 7:30 tonight, basketball pregame coverage. The 14th-ranked Tigers host Furman.
I think it's the 7th team that we've played in a non-conference that's picked in the top 3 of their league. Because we feel like if they have good years, the opportunity to beat them means more. You know, Furman's another one of those teams you just sort of stay away from. Why? Because, you know, they beat Villanova at Villanova last year. You know, they lost by 5 at Tennessee. They're 8-2 in their last 10 road games, with the 2 losses being at South Florida Monday and at Alabama. So they're a really good team.
More from Bruce Pearl ahead of tonight's matchup. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
T. Bachelor & Son has proudly been serving the Mobile area for over 34 years. We are a locally owned and operated family business. We offer quality products and services at affordable rates. We are a Bryant Factory authorized dealer that stands up to the motto, Bryant, whatever it takes. Our family's goal is your family's comfort. Call us today for all your home comfort needs. 639-9234. Alabama license number 07208.
Visit your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest for a full line of the highest quality, all-natural CBD products in the industry. Your CBD store of West Mobile products all go through extensive third-party testing to ensure what's on the label is in the bottle. Your CBD store of West Mobile's owner, Joe Brown, and associates will help you choose the best products for your individual needs. Your CBD store of West Mobile offers oils, topicals, edibles, even pet products. On Hillcrest near Greelot, where good health hits home naturally. This year, let the Carrot Patch Jewelers help you start the rest of your life together with the perfect diamond that will capture her love. At the Carrot Patch Jeweler, our expert staff will guide you through our stunning selection of engagement rings and wedding sets, sure to make her passion last a lifetime, a passion that intensifies with every stare. If you can't find the perfect ring, we'll custom design one exactly for you in their new location, 800 Hillcrest Road, at carrotpatchmobile.com. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today. Will be mild with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. For a while now, you've been hearing me talk about what the MSA does and how we're the sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events. And we thank you for your support. Recently, the Mobile Sports Authority reported another successful year by attracting and hosting a record 40 sports events, which generated an estimated $22.3 million of economic impact to the Mobile area. And the future looks great, too. For more info, visit MobileSportsAuthority.com. Go all out. We do.
Good.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. We have a small grass fire near exit 19 in Satsuma off of I-165. Also seeing heavier traffic along Moffett Road near Mary G. Montgomery High School. But the Bayway and the Causeway still look great. Ring in 2020 in luxury when you celebrate at the Battle House Hotel, located directly across from the Moon Pie Celebration. Proud to offer a New Year's Eve package for two that includes a three-course New Year's Eve dinner, deluxe hotel room, chilled champagne, New Year's Eve survival favors, and breakfast the next day. The Battle House Hotel. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 7:25 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time to check headlines with Kelly Finley.
Yes, and I wish you could really roll on the conversations we're having in here as parents. I mean, we're solving the world's problems. May I just put that out there?
Yeah, can you tell me how to get mine to quit clawing my face?
Oh, that means she loves you. Oh, it's so cool to hear all about your baby girl throughout the mornings. I love it. 7:25 on your Thursday morning. Good morning. Here is your headline. Alabama Supreme Court, President Trump, and federal executions, all making up this story as Alabama has now joined 13 other states in filing a brief with the Supreme Court expressing support for President Trump's administration's plan to resume federal executions. The Justice Department is seeking to carry out executions using just a single drug known as pentobarbital sodium, as opposed to the three-drug cocktail, which has been previously used. Executions involving that cocktail were put on hold due to supply shortages and death row inmates suing, saying the new method was unlawful. This filing comes after the Justice Department asked the Supreme Court to let them carry out the first federal execution in nearly 17 years. That's a request which was put on hold last month by a federal judge in Washington. So joining Alabama in this lawsuit are Arizona, Arkansas, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Kansas, Louisiana, Missouri, Nebraska, Ohio, South Carolina, Texas, and Utah. Tense moments at Jackson State University in Mississippi on Wednesday after reports of a suspected shooter was reported on campus just before noon. The campus went into a brief lockdown status. The university took to social media with updates as well as a description of the vehicle they believed to be involved. But then, back on social media, about 30 minutes later, they issued an update that the shooting actually occurred in a parking lot across the street from the campus, and a man who was not a student was shot in the leg and was hospitalized. At this hour, no motive for the shooting. Jackson State is an HBCU and has nearly 9,000 students who attend. The suspect involved in this case has not yet been arrested, but police are working this situation. It's an active investigation, Dalton. And as of this morning, once again back on Twitter, the tweet says the JSU campus lockdown has been lifted. The campus community is no longer under threat of an active shooter. Always great if you have loved ones that attend universities, certain businesses, wherever they work, if you can find them on social media. In these instances, it's always very helpful because you can keep up with what's what and who's who. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thanks, Kelly. 7:28 on FM Talk 106.5. And got some flu numbers for you. It is flu season, and it seems like we have flu season a lot around here. And they had the most recent weekly flu report come out from the CDC. And, well, it's the Southeast that it seems to be hitting the hardest, especially our state and Mississippi. Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Nevada, South Carolina, Texas, and Mississippi have very high levels of flu illnesses going on right now. And, you know, it's not too late to go out and get the flu vaccine. You might think you missed the boat, but you haven't. And if you want to protect yourself, go out and get that flu vaccine. We actually, on Tuesday, had the baby get her first flu vaccination.
She wasn't liking you very much.
She did not like me at all on Tuesday. Anybody with any tips out there on how to get your children, when they're very small children, to not cry when they take a shot? Is that even possible?
Yeah, but you know you're going to get two versions of that. The medical version and then the mama's version offline.
That's right. So go out, get the flu vaccine. Before I had a kid, I rarely got it, and I wish I had.
There's a nasal spray, too.
Is there?
Yes.
Check
not for
out.
The babies, though.
7:29. Coming back, more Mobile Mornings on the way. We'll check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Friends and family will say their final goodbye this morning to the owner of an iconic Mobile store. Robert Moore died last Friday night. He was the owner of Robert Moore Christmas Town and Village on Halls Mill Road. Moore's funeral is at 10 this morning at Little Flower Catholic Church. Crews have found the body of a shrimper who disappeared Friday when the boat he was on capsized in Mobile Bay. Anthony Conway's body was pulled from the water on Wednesday just west of Dolphin Island. His family says the discovery is bringing them closure. A judge denied Jamarcus Holyfield's request for youthful offender status. Holyfield has been charged with killing 15-year-old McGill Tulane student Anissa Baker in a shooting at the Grand Hall in April 2018. The district attorney's office says Holyfield has a history of violence. The Spanish Fort Toros are getting ready to head out to play for a state football championship. The football team will leave today and play the Oxford Yellow Jackets tomorrow. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG News 5.
Just in time for Christmas at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Save big with Liberty Holiday Rebates. Receive instant and mail-in rebates up to $300 on Lincoln models and 18 months 0% interest financing with approved credit on safes over $2,000. Clearance prices continue on Browning models with up to $1,000 off on stock models delivered before Christmas Day. Get professional delivery and service after the sale at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Why go anywhere else? Located at Exit 5B, Moffitt at I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will deliver a statement minutes from now on the status of the House impeachment inquiry. Yesterday, Pelosi met with her Democratic caucus and asked whether they were ready. The answer, a resounding yes, according to those in the room, Democratic Congresswoman Val Demings.
The evidence in this case against the president is pretty overwhelming.
Three legal scholars testified to the House Judiciary Committee. Trump's attempts to have Ukraine investigate Democratic rivals are grounds for impeachment. A fourth expert called by Republicans warned against rushing the process. GOP Representative Greg Stube.
We sit here getting lectures from law professors about their opinions. Their opinions, not facts. I guess the Democrats needed a constitutional law refresher course.
President Trump tweets today, if you're going to impeach me, do it fast so we can have a fair trial in the Senate. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Perpetrators of identity theft and other financial fraud increasingly tend to be someone the victim knows. While people worry about having their identity or money stolen by strangers online, family, friends, and acquaintances are increasingly the ones stealing and profiting from personal information. Experts say this type of fraud is underreported, with many victims ashamed to come forward. They also recommend a number of strategies for protecting your own personal information and that of loved ones. The judge overseeing the bankruptcy case of OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma will consider whether the company's CEO should get a bonus equal to half his $2.6 million salary. Attorneys general representing about half the state say no. They argue in court filings CEO Craig Lando bears some responsibility for the national opioid epidemic. Purdue says maintaining its bonus program is essential for keeping employees on the job. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:34 on FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings, Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley with you. And checking in now, staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Dalton, and good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Dr. Bill. Always a pleasure to hear your numbers.
We've been hovering around 40 degrees as we get the morning started. What's it looking like rest of today and the week?
Yeah, we're going to warm up nicely today, and that temperature should be up around 68 degrees this afternoon, which is a very pleasant temperature. We'll see a few scattered clouds, but also quite a bit of sunshine. Now, tonight, it's going to be a lot warmer. We've been down in the 30s, around 40 degrees this morning. 52 will be the low tonight, and the wind will be around to the southeast, so that's going to give us some warmer nighttime temperatures. With that warming, will also come some patchy fog late tonight. Now, tomorrow, a low-pressure system moving out of Texas will move right across Louisiana and the southern portion of Mississippi tomorrow, and that's going to bring some shower activity to our area. So look for mostly cloudy skies tomorrow with showers. High, though, up to 72 degrees tomorrow afternoon. Now, that rain should move out tomorrow evening, and it looks good for Saturday. It'll be partly cloudy to mostly cloudy at times. High will be in the upper 60s. On Sunday, around 70 degrees, and there is a slight chance of a shower on Sunday. And after that, we can look for the next storm system to move across the Great Plains, and we'll see a slight chance of a shower on Monday up to 75, and then a good chance for rain on Tuesday.
Any chance this brings any strong thunderstorms, or are we just talking showers?
I'm just looking at showers right now, especially for tomorrow. Although on Tuesday, we might see some thunderstorm activity with that rainfall.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate it, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Dalton.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, only right here on FM Talk 106.5. You can hear his forecast twice an hour. Coming up, more news with Kelly, and I've got your sports news. Mobilian Josh Donaldson wins a big-time Major League Baseball award, and Auburn took on South Alabama last night in the Mitchell Center. I'll fill you in on all that and more right here on FM Talk 106.5.
An explorer. Awaken your sleeping adventurer. Go where pirate ships remain, sea creatures reign, and you are but a free-floating guest. Become one with an endless sea. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver. Gulf Coast Divers has the instruction and equipment that you need to unlock the wonders of the underwater world. Gulf Coast Divers, certifying the best-trained divers on the coast for over 40 years.
Break the surface for a new adventure. Let Gulf Coast Divers help you become a diver. New experiences, lasting memories. You always wanted to try it. Isn't it time? Be a diver with Gulf Coast Divers. They have instructors, equipment, and guidance you need to unlock the wonders of the underwater world. Take your first plunge underwater for just $27. Gulf Coast Divers, certifying the best trained divers on the coast for over 40 years.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to Survivor.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a great ride across the Bayway and the Causeway coming in from Daphne and Spanish Fork, but no new wrecks. As you're traveling Tanner Williams and Snow, a little bit heavier traffic there, Ziegler and University Boulevard, but nothing out of ordinary. You can help the kids at the USA Women's and Children's Hospital have a better Christmas with Kane's Warrior Kids. Drop off a new unwrapped toy at Spring Hill Toyota, Aaron's Rent-Owned in Tillman's Corner, Serpents of Bienville, Hobbytown USA, and CBD America. Find out more at caneswarriorkids.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Mobile Mornings, FM Talk 106.5 on a Thursday. Coming up, checking in with Captain Bobby Abrascato from A-Team Fishing. He'll give us the fishing report for this first full weekend in December. Right now it's time to check the headlines for this Thursday morning. Here's Kelly.
Thank you, Dalton. Staggering charges for a Dale County man as Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall announces the arrest of 39-year-old Jason Todd Park from Pinkard. He is charged with more than two dozen felony sex crimes, including abuse of a child and bestiality. He's charged with 26 felonies and one misdemeanor brought by special agents with the AG's office. So get this, he was arrested November 25th, November 27th, and December 2nd. Each time he was released on bond for a total of a whopping $316,000. He's charged with three counts of production of child pornography, three counts of sexual abuse of a child under the age of 12, 20 counts of possession of child pornography, and one count of bestiality. If convicted, he faces penalties of 10 years to life imprisonment or 99 years for each count of production of child pornography, 2 to 20 years for each count of sexual abuse of a child, and 1 to 10 years for possession of child pornography, and up to 1 year for bestiality. Mobile Police Department, they released their overnight recap regarding December 4th, and here's what you need to know, especially in our area, so you know what's going on. Theft of property. Third, on Monday, December 2nd, just before 5:10 p.m., a suspect attempted to leave Belk on Airport Boulevard with more than $800 worth of clothing and toys without paying for them.
Can't do that.
No, that's a no-no. That person has been arrested. They've been identified as 34-year-old Patrice Page. And then on Tuesday, December the 3rd, around 12:15, a suspect entered the Wells Fargo Bank located on Azalea Road, handed the teller a note demanding money, took that money, and then took off. They're going to be charged in the robbery within the first. And then also same day, a little bit later at 4:30, police responded to the Plateau Community Center in reference to a robbery. The 13-year-old victim said that he was walking from the center's parking lot when a known subject ran in front of him, produced a handgun, and demanded money. The victim gave the subject money. The subject left walking. That person's been identified as an 18-year-old. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 741. And check out fmtalk1065.com. You can pick up all the podcasts from our live local shows and also the three big things. And those this morning are laid out with the first hearing for the House Judiciary Committee on the impeachment. And yesterday they had legal scholars in to testify, four leading legal scholars total, three called in by the Democrats, one expert called in by Republicans. And the show goes on. Jerry Nadler now taking the baton over from Adam Schiff. Also, the U.S. Navy seized suspected Iranian missile parts set for Yemen, and now they're talking about maybe sending more troops to the Middle East as Iran continues to escalate the situation over there. And former Mobilian, former Faith Academy Ram, and Auburn Tiger Josh Donaldson wins a big award from Major League Baseball. I'll fill you in on exactly what that award was coming up in sports. You're listening to Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Gun enthusiasts, are you looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. With a knowledgeable staff and great customer service, Mobile Shooting Center is the place to go for a wide selection of guns and ammo. Layaway and gift certificates are available for Christmas. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The daughter of a woman accused of murdering her estranged husband speaking only to News 5. Lakeisha Broadhead says she does not know how Antonio Grayson ended up dead inside her mother's home. Broadhead's mother, Claritha, has been charged with murdering Grayson. A woman from Florida got a big surprise when she bought a baby shower gift from a Goodwill store in Crestview. Veronica Alvarez Rodriguez thought she bought a $10 baby Einstein bouncer, but when the box was opened, a rifle was found instead. The Spanish Fort Toros are getting ready to head out to play for a state football championship. The football team will leave today. They will play the Oxford Yellow Jackets tomorrow. A traffic alert for drivers in Mobile. McGregor Avenue is back open after 7 months of construction. Crews installed sidewalks, curbs, and improved drainage. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Here's what you need to know about Jerry. Jerry Carl is an outsider and businessman, not some politician. Jerry is ready to roll up his sleeves and get down to business. South Alabama is Trump country, so Jerry Carl will stand with our president. That starts by getting the wall built and locking down our border. Jerry Carl believes we can't keep giving free stuff to the illegal immigrants flooding our country. It's not fair to working families. Jerry Carl is an avid hunter and isn't about to let some left-wing socialists from Washington take our guns. It's our constitutional right. And Jerry Carl is a pro-life Christian, plain and simple. Jerry will protect the unborn and defend our values. He's not the loudest, but he's the toughest. He's just Jerry. Conservative Jerry Carl for Congress.
I'm Jerry Carl, but call me Jerry, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
Mobile Christian plays for the 3A football state title today. South women's basketball falls to Auburn in the Mitchell Center, and former Mobilian Josh Donaldson wins a Major League Baseball award. It's a quarter to late on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Super 7 state championships began last night in Auburn with the 7A state title game, and Thompson beats Central Phoenix City 40-14. It was a revenge game for the Warriors, who lost last year's title game to Central 52-7. Today, Mobile Christian takes on Piedmont at 11 a.m. for the 3A championship. At 3, Mars Hill and Lynette battle for the 1A title. And at 7, it's the 5A championship between Central Clay County and Pleasant Grove. Tomorrow at 11 a.m., the UMS Wright Bulldogs look to win their third straight title in 4A and their 33rd game in a row when they take on Jacksonville. At 3 p.m. tomorrow, Fife plays Realtown in 2A. And at 7, Spanish Fort wraps it up, facing Oxford for the 6A title. In college football coaching news, USC has announced that Clay Helton will return in 2020 as the Trojans head coach. Helton is 40-21 since taking over in 2016. There were questions about his job security after going 8-4 this season. Colorado State's Mike Bobo will step down as head coach after reaching an agreement with the school. The former Georgia Bulldogs quarterback and later the offensive coordinator went 28-35 in 5 seasons with the Rams. And in the SEC, USA Today reports that Arkansas has spoken with Mike Leach, Lane Kiffin, and Tulane's Willie Fritz about their opening at head coach, and Missouri has been in contact with Arkansas State head coach Blake Anderson. In college basketball last night, the South Alabama Jaguars women's team fell to the Auburn Tigers 82-62. At the Mitchell Center, 5 Auburn players scored double-digit points, with Unique Thompson picking up a double-double with 15 points and 10 rebounds. South was led by Shaforia Kynes with 18 points. In SEC men's basketball, number 21-ranked Tennessee beat a winless Florida A&M squad 72-43. Georgia crushed North Carolina Central 95-59, and South Carolina beat UMass 84-80. Tonight, the 14th-ranked Auburn Tigers look to remain undefeated when they host Furman at 8 o'clock, and Mississippi State hosts Louisiana Tech at 7. In baseball, Mobile native and Atlanta Braves third baseman Josh Donaldson and Cleveland Indians pitcher Carlos Carrasco were named Major League Baseball's Comeback Players of the Year. Donaldson, who played high school ball at Faith Academy and college ball at Auburn, signed a 1-year contract with Atlanta for the 2019 season after playing in only 55 games the year prior due to injuries. Atlanta's gamble paid off And Donaldson hit 37 home runs with 94 RBI for the NL East champions. Now that the one-year deal is up, Donaldson is again a free agent. Carrasco won the American League Award. He was diagnosed with chronic myeloid leukemia in early June, missed 3 months while undergoing treatment, and returned to the Indians in a relief role in September. While the Braves haven't re-signed Donaldson, they have made several additions to the roster so far this offseason. Yesterday, the team added left-handed pitcher Cole Hamels on a one-year deal for $18 million. Hamels has had a really good career in the league, most notably with Philadelphia, but he dealt with an oblique strain last year with the Cubs that limited his performance. The move for Hamels comes after Atlanta has already signed Giants closer Will Smith. They re-signed reliever Chris Martin and also signed former Rays catcher Travis d'Arnaud in November. 7:49, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue, but you're finding the delays at Old Shell and McGregor, also Airport and Hillcrest, Moffitt and Overlook, and if you're traveling down towards Tanner Williams and Snow, you see delays there. A lot of radar downtown and across the Bayway from I-10 all the way to Loxley, so watch your speed. The Blacksmith Experience in Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife-making classes. Learn to forge a knife and other fun projects. Class and gift certificate information available at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. 6-5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 10 minutes till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I am Dalton Orwig, and it's
time to
check the headlines with Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Dalton. It is 7:50. Let's get you right to it, because don't look now, but the Mississippi Lottery is winning, and lottery players are very happy, Dalton, as they try their hand at Lady Luck. Mm. And here's why. The state has released new numbers. They say they sold nearly $9 million in tickets during their first 6 days of operation. About $3.8 million of that money was awarded in prizes, and nearly $2 million of it will go into the state budget to help pay for roads and bridges. So there are many people in this state saying, are you paying attention, lawmakers in Alabama? This seems to be working well. But we know with all good things and new things, there's going to be bumps and hiccups. Believe that. So the Mississippi Lottery Corporation, they started selling tickets November the 25th. They say the largest prize awarded thus far has been $15,000. Most people are collecting their money and choosing to remain anonymous for understandable reasons. So for now, only single state games are being played in Mississippi, but coming soon, Powerball and Mega Millions in late January. So mark your calendar. And real quickly, if you have a kid with their eyes on the next level of education, you know, after high school, this is for you, because you want to give Alabama's college savings plan an extra couple of eyes, because you have until the end of this month to do so in order to count it on your state income taxes next year. Alabama State Treasurer John McMillan says that there are currently about 95,000 accounts in college counts with about $2 billion in investments. And we're talking about trade schools, universities, colleges, 1-, 2-, and 4-year schools in Alabama, across the U.S. and internationally. If you'd like more information, you can call 866-529-2228. It's a great way for grandparents, parents, family members, support into your kids' education, and that relieves the burden off you, and they won't have to have debt. That's great news, and just in time. Thanks for a great Christmas gift. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Good stuff, Kelly. Thank you. 7:52 on FM Talk 106.5. Coming back, we'll talk with Captain Bobby Abrascato. Get that weekend fishing report. He is, of course, from A-Team Fishing. You know, it's gifting season. Good idea to get a guided fishing tour with Captain Bobby Abrascato. Mm-hmm. We'll talk with him next when we get back. You're listening to Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today. Will be mild with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 1065.
.754 on FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings with Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley. It's time to check in with Captain Bobby Abrascato from A-Team Fishing. Good morning, Bobby.
They brought in the first string this week, huh?
Yeah, we sent the reliever back to the bullpen.
But there you go.
I'm sure Sean will be back very soon. Actually, I know he'll be back tomorrow morning.
Yes.
So, but we've got Captain Bobby now, and he is the star of the show. So we're talking fishing, and what's been going on so far out there on the water?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, obviously we had another cold snap, you know, early this week. We had that 33 or whatever it was, 33 or 34 degree nights. But, y'all, it's just warming right back up. Every day's getting built. We're catching fish right now, sorry. anyway, it warms right back up. So what happens is, we, you know, even though we think it's, and we look at the calendar and saying, oh, it's December and this sort of thing, the fish are just, you know, they respond to water temperature. And so what's happened is, even though we've had these cold nights, it warms up so quickly during the day, it's just not dropping the water temperature. So the gist of it is, I personally think we're about a month behind. I think the fish still think it's late, you know, mid to late October, you know, just by the way they're behaving. Like, for example, right now we're catching fish in about 3 to 5 feet of water under popping corks. And so typically that's a fall spring pattern. Normally during December, if there's such a thing as normal in South Alabama weather-wise, but you know, normally we'd be fishing some deep river channels with jigs and hard baits and that sort of thing. But it's been a kind of a shallow water popping cork deal, and you know, again, that's the fish telling us that we're in this fall pattern.
Yeah, so the fish are feeling like it's late October, but we know it's December as humans. That's what we know. What are you getting into this weekend?
Well, it's going to be kind of the same deal. I think we're going to, you know, we're not going to have any kind of cold weather. The good news is, particularly if you're an inshore saltwater fisherman, this is the kind of the weather that we kind of look forward to, with just some cloud cover and a little bit of wind, a little bit of low pressure. So, you know, pack your rain gear if you want to trout fish this weekend, and it should be good. The tidal rivers are the place to be, both the east and the western shore tidal rivers right now. You know, again, we're going to go into a nip tide, but with the weather conditions you have that we're going to have this weekend, it'll be a good weekend to get out and fish.
It's also a good week to go ahead and buy some gifts for Christmas, and A-Team Fishing would be a great gift for anyone in your family. That's or any right. friends. How can people sign up?
Yeah.
Oh, you there, Bobby?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, yeah. How can people get in touch with A-Team Fishing?
Just go to ateamfishing.com, which is our website, and there's a Contact Us tab on it. You were talking about gifts. Yeah, we can do you. I'm getting quite a few requests for gift certificates, so we can get you a gift certificate sent to whoever you'd like to give it to, or for yourself, whatever you want to do, and you can just kind of book the trip whenever you want.
Sounds good. Thank you, Captain Bobby.
All right, gang. Y'all have a great weekend.
You have a better one.
That's Captain Bobby Abrascato, A-Team Fishing, brought to you by Trailer Sales Alabama and McCoy Outdoor Company. We're coming back, hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.